This is Tom Lydon, co-editor of iMoney, Profitable ETF Strategies for Every Investor. Exchange-traded funds have been around since 1993, but they've already made a dent in the mutual fund industry, which has been around a lot longer, since 1924. It took the mutual fund industry 40 years to get where the ETF industry is today. When you look at the facts, it's really no surprise that the industry is exploding. And we cover all these reasons in our new book, iMoney, Profitable ETF Strategies for Every Investor, which not only explains what exchange-traded funds are, why they're so valuable for investors, but how you can use them to help build your own portfolio or nest egg and secure your own retirement in the future. According to the mutual fund industry bellwether company that oversees mutual funds and exchange-traded funds, the numbers are like this. At the end of June of 2008, there were over 700 exchange-traded funds with close to $600 billion in assets. And at the end of May in 2008, there were over 8,000 mutual funds with over $12 trillion in assets. So at this point, exchange-traded funds only represent 5% of mutual fund assets. But the interesting issue is this. At the top of the market in 2000, there were over 11,000 mutual funds. So we've actually lost 3,000 mutual funds through mergers and acquisitions, and mutual funds killing off underperforming mutual funds during this period of time when ETFs have exploded. Obviously, the ETF industry has a long way to go before it can even think about overtaking the mutual fund industry, but it's safe to say that they've gone from being obscure products only a few investors know about to a near household name these days. There are a couple reasons behind the success of the ETF industry. The first reason involves going back a bit in time to the early 1990s when the mutual fund industry found itself losing the trust of investors across several fronts. The dot-com crash was the first big chunk in the armor. Many mutual fund managers hyped up their funds, getting investors caught up in a wave of excitement. "Put your money in technology funds," many of the ads said, promising big returns. And investors came running, arms outreached. And if they wanted your money, they were there eager to put that cash in high-profile funds. In fact, most shareholders for those funds came on board right at the end of that bull market in the 1990s, just in time for the market to top out. Then the next leg to drop was the collapse as hundreds of startup companies fell and the dot-com industry kind of collapsed. Mutual funds started hemorrhaging money as investors fled. And many companies instead told investors that the ups and downs were just natural, that as a mutual fund investor, you just to stay the course. But that didn't feel good as the S&P declined 45% and the NASDAQ declined 75% from the top to the bottom. By 2003, the bleeding had stopped, but then the New York Attorney General kicked off a probe alleging market timing across the mutual fund industry that further damaged the confidence of investors. I guess there are a handful of fund companies that actually allowed institutional investors to come in after hours and buy mutual funds. Millions of dollars were paid in fines and much more trust was lost. And it didn't help that shortly after, a study showed that 80% of mutual funds underperform their benchmark over time. So the question is, why try to beat the market and spend lots of money doing so when you can just buy the market in the form of exchange-traded funds? Investors still brave enough to remain in the market after all that surely found that there were other alternatives. Although they had already been around for 10 years, ETFs were quickly becoming the alternative and a new choice for investors. Why? They're everything that mutual funds aren't, and here's some reasons. Exchange-traded funds are transparent, which means you always know what you're buying. They replicate indexes, and there are no surprises, so you know what makes up those underlying indexes. Number two, exchange-traded funds offer safety in numbers. They have more diversification because they're a basket of stocks instead of an individual stock. And their performance is easily tracked. Their indexes, which are in many cases well-known, are tracked on a regular basis. And since they are traded like stocks and traded on exchanges, you can track them daily and trade them in the morning, buy them, or sell them in the afternoon. So they trade all day. There's no waiting until the end of the day to get a net asset value like mutual funds. Exchange-traded funds tend to have lower expenses as well because they passively track these indexes. They don't have to pay a manager. So a typical mutual fund that actively manages large-cap growth stocks might charge 1.5%. A like exchange-traded fund that's large-cap growth-oriented might only charge 0.2 or 0.25%. And one of the big advantages is they're tax-efficient because investors rarely generate capital gains when investing in exchange-traded funds. They make it easy for investors to access areas that were once challenged them to get to, such as currency or commodities. And commodities and currencies have been very popular lately. As of mid-July, again, there are more than 700 ETFs on the market. They cover everything from large-cap growth stocks to, again, currency, oil, wheat, soybeans. Investors can get in the ground floor of frontier markets, such as the Middle East, Thailand, the Southeast. They can invest in more established countries, such as France or Brazil. The fact that ETFs are such versatile, easy to use, and relatively inexpensive investments allow investors to know on demand what their holdings are will undoubtedly contribute to the continuing growth and exciting challenges and changes in the economies worldwide. This is a great advantage for investors who are looking to hedge their portfolio during downtimes and also take advantage of trends in the market when the market eventually turns. Our book, iMoney, Profitable Investment Strategies for Every Investor, was written for the sole purpose of empowering today's investors who want to be in control and make his or her own investment decisions. Our chapters on asset allocation, sectors, and global regions give investors the information they want and need to get themselves started. And we wrap up the book with our model portfolios, which you can choose according to your own time horizon and risk profile. So, years from now, following our investment strategies using exchange-traded funds will be very profitable for you, and you'll be glad you followed it. Thank you.